is this going to be the hit that I take that puts me out of the football game? Because there were some vicious hits last night. You know, Luker gets flipped end over end, you know, and Mathers does go down again in the third quarter. But you've got kids. It's hard to play 100% in this deep into the season. And those dings and dents, I guess, sometimes come back to bite you.
Well, sure. Well, they do. And we did have some kids that were that got injured last night. But the bottom line is I don't want to make that sound like an excuse to lose. Bottom line is Riverdale played a really good football game last night. We certainly couldn't stop them, and they did a good job of stopping us in the second half. And when you get in a position against Riverdale, where you have to be one dimensional. When you get behind by two scores, you know they're in the fourth quarter early or late in the third, whichever it was when it was, then you're behind the eight ball because they don't have to bring lots of pressures because their defensive line is good enough to get pressure on you without bringing a lot of blitzes. Even though they blitz some, they probably sacked us more last night or got after us more last night when they didn't blitz than when they did. So so give them credit, Coach Adelot, and Coach Wells and all the rest of the staff, and they did a good job, and they certainly deserve to win the football game. Same time, yes, Itavius kind of re-injured his toe last week. You know, we don't talk about that very much. He got to practice Tuesday. We let him practice Tuesday. Hardly anything on Wednesday. None on Monday, none on Thursday. And bottom line is the kid just battled. I mean, he fought through.
You could tell he was hurt times last night.
For those of you know, those who watched him play,
yeah,
you can tell by the way he's moving that he's injured. But it's not an injury. It's gonna damage his career. It's just a sprain. The tendons are good. The ligaments are good. It's just one of those deals where it's your big toe. And but the way the kid runs the ball, he has to be tended with cuts right now. And that's hard to do. Especially when you're playing somebody as good defensively as Riverdale. And they did a good job of corralling him. Even on the first half, you know, we accomplished about what we thought we could. You know, we had three possessions, scored 14 points. That's kind of what you know, you're going to have to punt some against Riverdale. But in the second half, when they came out and took the lead, and then we went three and out. We had a missed assignment on third down and had to punt them. And then they drive back down and score again and make it a two-score game. Now you got to change what you're doing. Because of the time factor, and we're not at a position against that team where we can be simply one-dimensional. And I thought they made us one-dimensional there, you know, obviously in the fourth quarter, and that's not to our advantage.
We're talking to Philip Shadowins this morning about Blackman football. And, Coach, you've got a talented group of young men that will, I guess last night was the last time that they got to put on the Navy and Orange, and you don't know. That's what makes this game of football very tough sometimes, because you don't know if that's going to be your last game, and it was for some very, very nice, very talented young men.
Absolutely, and I want to mention, you know, some of those, obviously. I want to mention Jalen Smith, who got a concussion. He got dinged a little bit last week, but he was cleared, and then I think the tunnel screen we ran in the second quarter on that last drive we had in the second quarter to score took a shot to the side of the helmet and wasn't clear at halftime and just couldn't clear him to play in the second half. And but what a remarkable year that young man's had for us. Just made tons of plays. And unfortunately for him, he was mighty upset that they wouldn't give him his helmet back in the second half. But that makes it tough when your best receiver is out and Riverdale's playing tight on in the line of scrimmage, and you know you have some inexperienced guys that are trying to fight in that type of situation. But I want to commend him. There's so many of them: John Miller, Griffin McCullum, Christian Singleton, Justice Dalche. You know, that's four of our linemen that played quite a bit. Daniel Lee, who was hurt last week with an ACL injury, couldn't play last night. You know, Caleb Anderson. You know, Raleigh Osborne, obviously our quarterback, Tyler Strickland, who's, you know, all he's done is, you know, won 19 games in 2 years and done a great job for us and been a great kid, a great leader. I've already mentioned Jalen Brant Luker, who, you know, a lot of kids wouldn't have played the last 2 weeks, you know, with a knockdown shoulder. And he couldn't practice the last 2 weeks. I mean, couldn't practice. He couldn't have contact the last 2 weeks. He could run around. He just couldn't have contact. But, you know, on Friday night, he gets
up there. But you put him into one of the most physical games of the year.
And I can't keep him off the field. He keeps running back out there. And then I finally, I think I yelled at the coach, said, don't let him go back out there, you know. And Because at some point, you know, you have to, you know, you have to be smart. I know how important it is for the kids to finish on the field. And same thing with Itavius. You know, he went back out there for the kickoff return and kind of snuck on the field. And he was out there for that one offensive play, I guess, you know, late in the fourth quarter or whatever it was, 4, 5, 6 minutes left. And I said the same thing about him. Get him off the field and don't let him go back out. Just because, I mean, my priority is has always been to love the kids and to treat them like I want them. I want mine to be treated. And at some point, you know, you have to use some common sense and take care of the bodies and know they're not thinking clearly because they're, you know, emotionally upset because of the situation they're in. And they've worked so hard and done so many things. And that sense of finality had set in at that point with the score, what it was. And so we have to be smart. But and I didn't mention every one of our seniors, and I don't have a list of them. So but there's been a bunch of them.
It's a pretty extensive list.
It is. Year, and, you know, Alex Buffington on defense, who stepped up and made plays for us, you know, throughout the year and kind of fought through some things. And, I mean, there's just a, you know, we've been very blessed. I've been very blessed to have a good group of kids to work with and a hardworking group and great kids, a lot of, you know, a lot of good moral character on our football team, and been a pleasure to be around them. And we've had lots of fun times, and, you know, it's just a, it's a sad time for them that it's over, but at the same time, you know, it's an exciting time if they get to go on the next chapter of their life. That's part of, you know, that's part of what you do in high school and you're growing up and all those kind of things. But it's certainly been a pleasure to be around these young men.
Part of this growing up process, and you know, you see these kids on the football field, they have the helmet on, you talk about their athleticism, this, that, and the other, and that helps to build character. But one thing that stands out to me, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but several of your football players participated in that hemophilia walk last week.
Yes.
I know Janet Patterson, Brett Patterson's mother. I used to work with her in Nashville at Tennessee Radio Network, and I didn't put all those two and twos together until she and I talked, but that's the kind of young man that you want to send out into this world.
Yeah, last week we had it's Riley Osborne's, I think, it's his nephew or cousin one, and he comes to, I think, basically all of our football games and really idolizes some of our kids, and, you know, and so I know Riley and Caleb, Riley Osborne, Caleb Anderson, and Itavius Mathers, I think those three that went, the three that went and walked last week and that fundraiser, and of course, the, you know, the young man, he idolizes Itavius, you know, like so many young kids do, and that's a kid that had 32 carries last week. He's got a sprained toe. Probably needs to be in a boot, but instead on Sunday he goes out and walks 2 miles or whatever it was that they had to walk. And then that's the kind of kids we have. If you know, you come in our building on Wednesday after practice and we have an open devotional for those kids who want to come. And, you know, we have, you know, we've had as many as 70 and, you know, probably average 35 or 40 kids. And our job, you know, is still to help influence young men to become good daddies and good fathers and good workers and all those kind of things, and hopefully good Christian young men. And we have a lot of young men who choose to do that. And so from that aspect, I'm extremely, you know, proud of what these kids represent. And we have a bunch of young men that are going to be great leaders in our communities as they grow older, be good fathers, good husbands. And that's really the thing about coaching, you know, football and coaching any sport, I suppose, is that, you know, you have a little bit to do, a little bit of influence to help hopefully making these kids, you know, have better lives as they grow older and have some things they can pull on to get the experience in football. Maybe they can pull on some of these things that will help them be better human beings.
And you've got some great young men there, and I think that's what that's what makes a difference. It has to be rewarding for you. It's kind of maybe a little bittersweet because you lose one of your football managers this year too, don't you?
I sure do, and I thought you know, Tom did a great job, and when he came to me, you know, I guess it was last weekend, said he wanted to do a story on that. And I'm always a little bit hesitant when it's a story that's not about our, you know, not about the kids, but as far as the football kids, but obviously, you know, Katie, my Ashley's my oldest, she's 27, she was a manager a long time ago when I was at Smyrna too, but Katie, 18 years old, and being around, you know, I've been a head football coach for 18 years, so, you know.
You're old, aren't you?
So I'm old, so, you know, she's been around all 18 of those years, and she'll still be around, and, you know, she was mighty upset last night, you know, as was my little one, Sydney, who, I guess they're best friends, obviously, and very close, but It's you know, that's been fun, and that's been and I wouldn't do these things if my family couldn't be involved, to be honest with you, because I wouldn't give up the kind of time you have to give up if I couldn't have them around. So certainly going to be that's certainly a bittersweet. But once again, I tell her mom all the time, the alternative is they don't grow up, and we don't want that to happen, so she's been a wonderful young lady for us, and I'm sure we'll continue to be, and good Christian girl, and I'm really proud of her.
Well, Sydney, I guess, gets to be the head manager or whatever.
Sydney gets to be the one I yell at, I guess. that head manager thing is kind of, it's not all it's cracked up to be when daddy's the guy, and daddy's the coach, because daddy can probably talk a little bit different than other people can. So that's not always fun. Their Sundays after church are washing all the team's jerseys and pants and belts and all that kind of stuff. They probably wouldn't consider that necessarily a fun time to be the manager, but man, I tell you what, we have a wonderful school. We have great administrators. You're led by Gail Vick. He does a great job, and great young men there, great young women there, and it's just a pleasure to be there. And unfortunately, we're all disappointed. Our fans, our students, I'm sure are. But our kids fought. Our kids gave great effort and did everything they can do as far as working to be good. And had a successful year by most people's standards. Certainly not exactly what we wanted, but at the same time, I'm mighty proud of them.
Well, work for 2012, I guess, starts in a few weeks, doesn't it?
It does. I always give our kids a little break. I think all us coaches are crazy sometimes. We think the kids don't have anything else to do besides work for 2 or 3 hours after school every day, and we'll do plenty of working, don't get me wrong, but I'm gonna give my kids a little bit of time off as far as after school stuff. I mean, we have weightlifting during the day, we'll lift hard in class, but I'm gonna give them some time to be normal students and get to go home and relax a little bit and kind of recharge your batteries. And we have another really good class of kids coming up, and we had a bunch of special defensive side, a lot of young people that played and started and played most of the year. So we look forward to the future at Blackman High School, and everybody's says, well, what are we going to do now that we lost Itavis? We have other players that can play, not too many people have Itavis Mathers on the team, and so we'll look at what we need to do, and we'll get better and keep working. And I'm looking forward to the future. And also looking forward to give these kids a break, now, and let them recoup and recover and recharge their batteries and be ready to go here in a few weeks.
Well, after 18 years, this isn't your first rodeo.
No, I've been around a while now. It's hard to believe it's been 18 years that I've done this, as a head coach. And I'm blessed to be able to do it for that long. And Lord's willing. And you stay healthy and all those kind of great things. I don't know about 18 more years, but a few more years anyway.
you're not going to stick your neck out for that, huh?
Not for 18 more. That'd put me at 62. I don't know.
Well, let's just work on next year, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. One day at a time.
Philip, appreciate you coming down every Saturday. I know, win, loss, road, whatever, you're always good to come down and talk about the Blackman Blaze and the program, and we appreciate it.
Well, you guys do, a remarkable job, and I hear all these other shows that are out there and Saturday mornings and all those kind of things. You guys have really done a great job with helping build Rutherford County football into what it is. And it's so important to our parents and our communities. And you guys have certainly been a big part of building that up. And you guys do it with class. And you do it besides John Dinkins, you do it with about as unbiased as you can. I'm just kidding about
that. Was Jeff Jordan a few years ago.
That was Jeff Jordan. I gave Jeff Jordan a hard time. Now it's Dinkins I got to give the hard time too. But he's sitting up here, but he's trying not to listen to me.
Yeah, he's trying not to.
But anyway, you guys do a great job, and I certainly appreciate what you guys do, and appreciate Cedar Bucket for doing this, because it's a great breakfast every morning when you walk in.
Well, we're heading into our 20th year consecutively.
You're older than me,
then. Show. And I've been here for 19 of them.
When did you graduate?
Well, I graduated high school in 93.
Oh, you're younger than me. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Philip Shadowins joining us here. He thought he was going to walk into, you're older than I am, but I don't know. What is it about me? People think I'm in my 40s. I'm only 36. Gosh, I feel older. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And I believe it's some Siegel football talk coming up as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people